Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, do me a favor. Put your hands together just like this. What y'all doing over there?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If y'all can't tell, I'm excited. I am super excited because I can't find anybody like Jesus. Nowhere. Look high, look low, look to the left, look to the right. I can't find nobody like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Today is Monday, March the 5th, 2012. Glory to God. And this is the Out of a Pure Heart radio broadcast. Glory to God. And we're having a power lunch with Jesus in the Word. And today we have a special guest, and her name is Minister Bonnie Howell. You can find her on Facebook, glory to God, and you can also find her at www.truelifeoutreachministry.com. That is her website. I would advise you to go to her website and check it out, see what she's about, glory to God. But what I do know, if I know nothing else about this woman, I know that this woman is sold out for God, hallelujah. Her life is hid in Christ Jesus, if I know nothing else. So at this time, I would like to introduce the listeners, those that are on the line, those that are in the chat room, and those that are in archives to none other than Minister Bonnie Howell. Glory to God. Minister Howell.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, it is well, it is well. Such a blessing to be here with you all today. Just thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the floor is yours. The floor is yours, whatever the Lord has given you, but you know, tell us a little bit about your ministry, where you're located, what you do, when your broadcast comes on the air, and then right after that, you can go into prayer and go into the Word.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Greetings to everyone. We just thank God again for being in His house one more time. Thank God for Evangelist Scott for inviting me, and we truly thank God. We're just going to let the Lord have His way. Okay, to give you a little bit of about the True Life Outreach Ministry, glory to God. God gave me this ministry, birthed in my spirit, True Life Outreach Ministry in 1984. Glory to God. Started out writing tracks for this ministry to win souls to Christ.
Amen.
And at the time He gave me this ministry, I didn't have a computer, and I was praying that God would bless me. We used to, I used to work at the hospital, and we used to have a group of ladies. We would pray every lunch hour, and I began to pray and seek the Lord in that regards to bless me with a computer so I can make these tracks for the Lord. And I tell you, God answered the prayer. Glory to God. Didn't only just give me one computer, gave me three computers.
Wow.
So I tell you, God is good. But even though before I had a computer, I would write these tracks out on hand because I'm one that really want to do the will of God, and whatever He wants me to do, I'm willing to do it at any cost. And for that cause, I started writing these tracks out. And one of the members of our group we had, she had a computer, so she would type these out for me. So I just thank God. And that's what it's all about, is to win lost soul, because Jesus came seeking to save the lost. And
amen.
Glory to God, I minister word on Blog Talk Radio, a host of True Life Outreach Ministry. And the ministry is on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. We have many, many different speakers. Glory to God. We be led by the Spirit of God. We don't have certain topics. Glory to God. We just go forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm a member of Orlando Faith Ministry. My pastor is Dr. Will and Denise Johnson here in Orlando, Florida. They are overseers with me with this ministry that the Lord has called me in. Glory to God. Under
Amen.
The leadership of them, glory to God. But I truly thank God because, oh, my God, He's just been doing great things in my life. I have no other choice, glory to God, but to be willing vessel for Him. And I truly thank God on today. And just like Evangelist Scott said, you can reach me on Facebook under Minister Bonnie Howell. Glory to God. Or you can go to my webpage, www.truelifeoutreachministry. Glory to God. I'm kind of still working on that website, but there is some things there that you can enjoy. There's many gospel songs. There's things about the ministry, glory to God, and some pictures that you can watch also. But just like I say, more is to come for that website.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And let's see, did I say everything else about the ministry? Yeah, the Lord called me at a very early age When I was 7 years old, at that time I really didn't know what it was all about, but I thank God for catching me at a very early age. He healed my body. I know him as a healer today. I used to have asthma real, real bad. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you that I don't have asthma anymore. He healed my body.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He is the great physician. And I got another testimony. Glory to God. I was looking on Facebook, and one of my cousins that had been bound to a wheelchair for some years now, she says that she can walk now.
Amen. Glory to God.
We truly thank God. God is still healing people today.
If Amen.
We can trust him and obey his word. Glory to God. And that's pretty much about me. I'm married. I have two grown kids and three grandkids. And a
Amen.
Husband, been married now for 40-plus years. And I just thank God for him. Glory to God.
40-plus years.
40-plus, be 42 years this year.
My Lord, glory to God. Now, that's a praise report right there.
Amen. I thank God.
Folks don't stay married nowadays. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That's a
Amen.
Testimony right there. 42 plus years. What?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. I hope I'll be able to say that one day.
Amen.
Glory to God. Go ahead, Minister Somebody, because you know I'm crazy. Go ahead.
Okay, so praise God. That's pretty much about me, and I'm ready to break the word.
All right, well, we're ready to listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank the Lord today. Ah, glory to God. We truly give God the honor and the praise, Evangelist Scott, for you inviting me here to be on your broadcast on today. I see that we have a two-part question today. It says, who is your daddy? Who are you serving? Glory to God. Those are two very important questions. Who is your daddy? We know in the natural today that many people don't even know their daddy, but we truly know today that they had to come here some way. Glory to God. Who are you serving? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decrease today, God, that you will increase in our life. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, to bless every listener on today. And God, let something be said today that will impact their life for the rest of their life. Oh God, we know today that you came seeking to save the lost. Hallelujah. And God, we decrease today, God, that you will have your perfect will in our life.
Yes,
oh, God,
Father,
we pray for the sick and the shut-ins on
yes,
today.
Yes.
And we know, God, by your stripes, they are already healed.
Yes.
Glory to God. And, Father God, we pray, Lord, for the prisoners and the ones in the jail today, God. Hallelujah, that you would turn their hearts to you, God. Hallelujah, that they would turn from their wicked way. Glory
to
God. In
the name of Jesus.
Lay it all aside. Glory to God. And accept you into their life on
yes,
today.
Lord.
God, let your word penetrate the wall today. God, touch someone, God, because we know there is nothing too hard for you to do.
Hallelujah.
We
hallelujah.
Believe and trust in your word today. Oh, God, we lift up Evangelist Scott to you today, God,
yes,
in the name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Oh, God,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need for her, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Father.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. God, we thank you, Lord, for how you're using her in
thank
the name
you,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have thine own way. Bless
yes,
her household.
Father, in the
bless her
Jesus.
Family.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we
yes,
pray.
Father, in
bless
name.
Her
thank
ministry.
You, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus
Father God,
name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh,
hallelujah.
We just thank you, Lord. Look on our pastors everywhere. Look
yes,
on the
Father,
missionaries.
The Jesus,
God, we
yes,
pray
Lord.
For the orphanage in India today, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord.
We thank you for the work they're doing in India. Oh, God, touch Pastor Nelson in Africa. He also, too, has an orphanage there. Oh,
yes,
God,
oh God,
bless
in
his
Jesus.
Ministry in the name of Jesus. Everything
yes.
his hand touched today, God, let it be blessed. In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Won't
hallelujah.
Be before you long, but we are going to let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
It's not about our way, but it's about his way. Glory
amen.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I looked up the word daddy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to the Black Heritage Dictionary, daddy is the informal way of saying father. Glory to God. Now, let us look at the word father. Father means a man who begets or raises a child, a male ancestor. Father could also be referred to as God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We know today that we have an earthly father, and we also have a heavenly father. Glory
yeah.
to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who is the heavenly father is the creator of us all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is the father who is our creator. He's our source. He's our sustainer. And most of all, he owns everything. Glory to God. The Father is the author and the finisher of our faith. We're talking about our Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The question is, who is your daddy? Glory to God. But we're going to take it a little further. We're going to ask you, who is your father today? Because we find out in the dictionary today that daddy is an informal way of saying father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go to the word of God at this time. Let's look at Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse through the 13th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give you a few minutes to get that very familiar passage of Scripture, Matthew 6 and 9. Hallelujah. Who is your father today? Glory to God. Matthew 6 and 9 say, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Glory to God. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
We're talking about our Heavenly Father. Glory
yeah.
to God. And this is the prayer that he told us to pray. Glory to God. Our Father which art in heaven. Glory to God. We know today that our Father, which art in heaven, has all power in his hand. Glory to God. Let the church say amen. I say God has all power in his hand. Glory to God. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Who is your Father? I want you to know today that our Heavenly Father is your creator. Glory to God. He had to reach way down. He had to, glory to God, get his hand dirty just to create us on this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father. He
yes.
had to get his hand dirty, I said, to create us. Created
yes.
man in his own image. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll find that in Genesis. If you want to know about your Heavenly Father, you have to go back to the very book, the very first book, which is the creation book, Genesis. Glory to God. And he tell you, glory to God. You see, we live in a voice-activated kingdom. Glory to God. Let's go over to Genesis at this time. Hallelujah. I can tell a heart shout about us. The Holy Spirit is already moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can feel the presence of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and
yes,
earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, we got to go back to the beginning, Evangelist Scott. Glory to God, to really get an understanding who our Father is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you see, God said some things back there in the beginning. Glory to God. He tell us in verse 2 that the earth was without form. Glory to God, and void. You see, there was nothing on the earth. There was nothing on form yet. Glory to God. It was just void. In other words, it was just blank. There was nothing. Glory to God. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Glory to God. And verse 5, we're going to drop them down to verse 5. And it says, God called the day, the light day, glory to God, and the darkness he called night. Mm. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And after all that God had created, see, 7 days God created the heaven and the earth. Glory to God. Now, we're going to drop on down, glory to God, to, glory to God. We're going to drop down to verse 26, glory to God. And God said, let us make man in our image, glory to God, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And verse 27, it says, so God created man, hallelujah, glory to God, in his own image,
yes.
Glory to God. I want to know today, who is your father? Glory to God. Mm. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Mm. And verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Glory to God. And this is where the earthly father comes in. Be fruitful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Glory to God. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
I say,
yes.
We're talking about our heavenly Father today. He say, glory to God, be fruitful and multiply. And this is how we have our earthly fathers today, our earthly mother, because it had to take a male and a female to create, to produce. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank
hallelujah.
God for today about our heavenly Father.
Yes,
glory
hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we had to go back to the book of Genesis in order to find out who our God really is and what he has already done. God created everything that is created today. He created us. Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
For that cause. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should worship him. We should serve him. We should magnify his name.
Yes,
glory
hallelujah.
To God. And the second part of the question, I, who are you serving? Glory to God. Who are you serving today? Are you serving man? Are you serving God? Hallelujah. Are you obeying man? Are you obeying God today? Hallelujah. We find in a passage of scripture where Jesus' mother was looking, his mother and father were looking for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He asked the question, who is my mother? Who is my father? You know who really is his mother and father? The one that do the will of his father. Glory to God. That's who your father is today. Hallelujah. The ones that do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Our heavenly Father. That is your mother. That is your father. Glory to God. But truly, we know today that we do have a natural mother and father, that a mother that we had to come through her to be here on this earth. The glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going somewhere with this today. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 24th verse. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love the word of God.
Amen, 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 amen.
Hallelujah.
There's life in the word.
6 and 24.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us look at the word here. It says, no man can serve two masters.
No.
For either he will hate the one and love the other. Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot serve God and mammon.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And we see here that mammon means like the riches of the world. We can't love the things of the world. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said that he was in the world. Jesus said that he was in the world, but he was not of the world.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. We have to seek those things above. Glory to God. We have to seek our Heavenly Father because he knows what we have need of. Glory to God.
Yes.
I said that he is our Creator. He knows the very number of hairs in our head. He
yes.
knows your name. Glory to God. He knows your very address today. There is no hiding place. Glory to God. Who is your Father today? Glory to God. Oh, the word also tell us to choose ye this day whom you going to serve. Glory to God. Let's go over to Joshua. Glory
go
to
ahead,
God.
Go ahead. Yep.
Let's look at Joshua 24:15.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God. Joshua, hallelujah. 24:15 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. And if, see that word if, I've been coming across that word lately, and that's a condition where he said if. It seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Glory to God. Whether the God which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, because God, hallelujah, he is a deliverer. He will set you free today. There's nothing too hard for God to do if you trust him today. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Glory to God. Proverbs 3:5-7. Glory to God. Say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I'm here to tell you today that God is your Heavenly Father. Glory to God. He is the one that you should want to serve today. Glory to God, because he is your Creator. Hallelujah. God tell us to obey your mother and your father. Glory to God. We find in the Bible also, glory to God, there was a wedding, glory to God, and they had ran out of wine. Glory to God. The mother of Jesus say, whatsoever he tell you to do today, you do it. Glory to God. So I'm here to tell you today, whatever he tell you to do today, you do it. Glory to God.
Amen.
The day that you hear his voice today,
heart,
not your heart, because he is your father. Glory to God. Your father cares for you today. Hallelujah. Your father is concerned about everything that hurts you. Glory to God. He wants to heal you everywhere that you hurt today. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Glory to God. He is the great I am today. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, because he is a spirit. Glory to God. And he said you should know him by the love that we have for one another. God wants brotherly love to continue. The glory to God. That is one thing that we need to be obedient in today, coming from our Heavenly Father today. Glory to God. Let brotherly love continue. Glory to God. Do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Glory to God. Choose ye this day whom you going to serve. Serve the Lord, because Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Glory to God. He came seeking to save the lost. God is ready to save you today. Glory to God. If you don't know your Father today, glory to God, you can know him. Glory to God. You can go to Romans 10:9. Glory
yes,
to God. He
yes,
says you
yes,
believe
yes.
in your heart. Glory to God. And confess with your mouth that
yes.
Jesus, hallelujah, is the Son of God, and God did raise him from the dead. Glory to God, you shall be saved. Glory
hallelujah,
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How bad do you want it today? How bad do you want to be delivered? Glory to God. How bad do you want Jesus today? Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that his arm is not too short and that he can't save you.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you that his ear is not too heavy. Glory to God that he won't hear your cry. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God is a forgiving God today. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes,
glory
he is.
To God. All you have to do is let go and let God. Yes, hallelujah. Serve ye the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Serve him with your whole heart. Glory to God.
Yes.
He's the author and he's the finisher of your faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Serve him out of whole heart. Out of your whole heart. Give
whole
him
heart.
Your all in all today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's not by accident, glory to God, that you are listening in to this broadcast on today. Hallelujah. God wants you to know some things today. He wants you to know that he is your father. He wants you to know that he loves you. Glory to God. He wants you to know that his arm is stretched wide. Hallelujah. He's telling you to come on home. Glory to God. Lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. Hallelujah. And run this race with patience. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He is
hallelujah.
Waiting. He is calling your name. Glory to God. The day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Glory to God. Make up your mind that he is the one that you will serve. Hallelujah. Until your day is done.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you shall not die, but you shall live. Glory to God. And declare the works of the Lord. Evangelist. Hallelujah, Scott.
Hallelujah.
It's not over until it's over. You'll
hallelujah.
Be encouraged and know, hallelujah, that the Lord is with you. Glory to God. He
hallelujah.
Said he will never leave you and he will never forsake you.
Hallelujah.
You'll be encouraged, hallelujah, because God knows what you're going through on today.
Yes,
and he's
hallelujah.
Able to fix it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God. We thank God on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But
hallelujah.
Choose ye this day who you will serve.
Amen.
Glory to God. We just thank God. Hallelujah. It was a short message, but I have told you what thus says the Lord on today.
Hallelujah.
Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve.
Hallelujah.
He is your heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is your creator. He is your source. He is your sustainer. And most of all, he owns everything. He knows the very number of halves in your head. And the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Be
hallelujah.
Blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, this was a right now, right on time message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if anybody's on the phone line, if you have a question, a comment, a prayer request, press the number 1 and we will make sure that we get to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to say that you said something so important. You said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's funny that you said that because I was looking on Facebook and someone was saying they asked the question, why are Christians still sinning? But one of the comments the person made was people talking about, you know, the end times, you know, when is Jesus coming back? And I love to say this all the time, is that don't worry about when Jesus is coming back. Worry about is your life right now. Worry
okay.
about are you serving Jesus now. Worry about if you die today, if you die in the next few minutes, would your soul go to heaven? Would your soul go to hell? Where would you be? And I like to tell people all the time that, listen, this is not something that I said. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's why this topic today is so awesome, because it's giving us, helping us to realize that we got a choice. Who are you going to serve? Who is your daddy? The Bible tells us that whoever you give your members servants to obey, that's whose servant you are. So if you living like the devil every day and you serving the devil every day, that's who your daddy is. Okay? If you're a liar, Jesus said you're like your father the devil. Come on.
Amen.
Who's your daddy today? Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for the word. And Minister Bonnie, we do have one hand raised on a call line. We're going to go to them right quick.
Amen.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hello. 215-747. Hello. Okay. They must not have wanted to say anything. But anyway, getting back to the Word of God, the message that you brought today, I thank God that it was straight from the Holy Ghost. Joshua 24:15. Choose who you want to serve. See, and the great thing about God is that he gives us a choice. He didn't make us to be puppets. He's given us a choice whether we want to serve him or not. He's given us enough word to know whether we want to serve him or not. He's given us enough common sense to know whether we want to serve him or not. But we act like it's automatic that we just going to go to heaven. It's not. He said, choose you now. Who you going to serve? Who you going to serve? Choose. Who you going to serve?
Amen.
Glory to God. I mean, this is like, God is just sitting right here talking, saying, well, here's the choice. I'm giving you death or life. What you going to choose? You going to choose death or you going to choose life? If you choose death, there's no going to heaven after that. Once you die and you're not born again, there's no more chance. There's no more chance for repentance. There's no more room for repentance. I hope those of you that are on the phone line today, those of you in the chat room, those that are going to be listening in archives, I hope you heard the word of God today and make your decision to come to Jesus Christ, because Jesus could crack the sky within this minute that we're talking, okay? But also, your life could be required of you within this minute that we're still talking. Your life may not even be required for 50 years from the time that we're talking. Whatever the case is, you know that you're going to have to stand before the true and living God one day. One day. Why not choose serve God now instead of having him to condemn you to hell? It's not God sending you to hell, but it's your choice because you choose not to serve him. Why not choose life today? Why not choose the true and living God today? Glory to God. I'm not going to go over the guest today, Mr. Bonnie Howell, but I'm telling you, this is a word straight from the Lord, and I thank God for it. I'm going to try area code 215-747 one more time to see if they will have anything to say.
Amen.
Hello, area code 215.
Hello.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. I listened to everything that was said. I thank the evangelist for her wonderful words, encouraging words and challenging words, too. And I think we are at a time where we need to take an inventory of ourselves and see whether we're still living that lukewarm, double-minded kind of life, or whether we're ready to truly sell out and be sold out to the living God and to be his followers in the truest sense of the word. But I want to thank you, Evangelist Scott and Evangelist Bonnie, both, for allowing God to use you this afternoon and to bless us all, including myself, especially me. I'm first partaker in everything you said, and I'm going to take an inventory of myself, looking into the mirror, and see where I need to step up and need to be even the more like he is, was, and will always be.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in. Listen, Minister Bonnie, we have 6 minutes left, and the question that I want to pose today, okay, that was my husband on the line. Bishop Scott, that was my husband. And the question that I want to pose today is to those who may be listening in the archives, those who may be in the chat room or on the phone line, and live callers. If somebody listened to this broadcast and they said, my God, I want to be saved, can you just take them through the steps of salvation? So if they're listening today or in the archives later on, that they can pull this up and they can just go ahead on and get saved, or we can share this with other people so people that we know can get saved, because I have another page on Facebook called Salvation, What's It All About? And I will post this link on that page so that people can listen to this and get saved. So can you just briefly go through what you tell people when you're trying to bring them to salvation?
Amen, amen. Amen. We want people to know today that God loved you, Jesus loved you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Glory to God. And all you have to do is just surrender over to him and repent from your sins. Glory to God. And stand on Romans 10:9. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God did raise him from the dead. If you believe that, glory to God, you are saved, and we're going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this soul today. Hallelujah, that they are turning from their wicked way. Oh, God, we know that you know the very number of hairs in their head. God, you know their very name. And God, you say today that you hear, that we hear your voice to harden not your heart. And God, we know today that your hand is not too short and that you can't save. And God, we know that your ear is not too heavy that you can't hear. And God, we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer on today.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And God, we thank you, Lord, for setting the captives free on today. Oh,
thank
Father
you,
God, we thank you now, God. We are confessing with our mouth that we are saved. We are standing on your word.
Yes,
Romans 10:9. And
hallelujah.
Believing in our heart that we are saved. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name we pray. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the new people that have joined the kingdom of God today. And I want to address something very briefly. We have 4 minutes. My husband said something about being lukewarm. And, you know, one day the Lord just, I was drinking some water, and it was room temperature. And to me, room temperature is lukewarm. Mm-hmm. And I was drinking that water, and it was so nasty, I spit it out my mouth. And the Holy Spirit just brought it back to my memory, that scripture that said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out my mouth. Because Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or you cold. I'd rather, if you hot and you on fire for me, I know that. If you're cold and you just doing nothing, I know that. But when you lukewarm, you double-minded, you mixed up, you're not fully, you know, in the Lord, and you're not fully out in the world, but you're trying to be in and out the world at the same time, you know, trying to be saved, you know, a little bit of saved and a little bit in the world at the same time. So God, when he let me spit that water out my mouth, and I can't stop thinking about that, is that's what God does to us. He spit us out of his mouth. We don't want to be spit out of his mouth. We don't want to be a nasty taste in his mouth. We don't want God to look at us and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. We don't want to be that lukewarm Christian. We don't even want to be the cold Christian. But he did say, I'd rather you be hot or cold. At least when you hot, you hot. Okay? There's no cold water in hot water. It's hot. When it's cold, it's cold. There's nothing hot and cold. But at least he know what he dealing with, if you hot or you cold. Okay? Mm-hmm. He want us to be hot or cold today. Be hot. Be on fire for the Lord today. Be on fire for the Lord. Give your life to him, because you don't know when your last day is going to be. Who are you going to serve today? If you have to, whoever's on the phone line, whoever's in the chat room, whoever's listening to the archives, play this message over and over again and hear the word of God. She went to Genesis to tell you who God really is. She went to Genesis to let you know who God the Father really is, because she really broke it down and said, you got an earthly father, you got a heavenly father. Hallelujah, glory to God. And she broke it down. Go back and listen to this. Get an understanding. Go back and read Joshua, choose you now this day. Go back and read the prayer that Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven. And I like the fact that Jesus said, our Father, which art in heaven. They made a distinction. There's a Father in heaven and there's an earthly Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So please, when you get a chance, go back and listen to this broadcast. Share this broadcast with your friends, with your loved ones that are unsaved. Put it on your page if you got a page and you're listening. On the archive, put it on your page. Let your friends listen to it. Go to Minister Bonnie's page. Listen to what's on her page. And most of all, get in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Read the book of Romans. Read Romans 10, 9 and 10. Read Romans 6. Read Romans 8. Because the bottom line is, okay, the wages of sin is death. Okay? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, please, let the anointing of the Word that came forth today change your life. I'm going to let the anointing of the Word of God that I heard today change my life. I thank God for you, Minister Bonnie Howell. If the Lord will, this will not be the last time that you will be on this broadcast. I thank you for joining us on today. Mm-hmm. And whenever the Lord says, I'm going to invite you again. My husband, thank you for being here today. Patriot Greg, I see you in the chat room. There is another caller on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But not raising their hands. I just want to say thank God for all these things, all these blessings. Go in peace today. If the Lord will, we'll be back on tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. If it's the Lord's will, we will be on. Hallelujah. Until then, God be with you. God bless you. We love you. And Minister Bonnie, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, and thank you so much.
No problem. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.